Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:10 now, and Birmingham-based Catherine Priddy has been announced as the winner of this year's Christian Raphael Prize. It was launched last year at Cambridge Folk Festival. It's a unique new prize for developing young talent. They contributed £100 each month for a year towards the travel and marketing costs of touring. It's a figure which has been doubled this year to £2,400, as well as time in a rehearsal space or recording studio. Not a bad prize at all. Catherine is on the line now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and congratulations. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been performing?
I've probably been performing since I was about 16, 17. I'm 24 now. So for the last eight years or so. But it's probably only in the last couple of years that I've been really trying to make it more of a full-time thing and taking it a little bit more seriously.
Good morning, Catherine. Is it one of those awards that you enter, or did you get a little tap on the shoulder whilst in the club tent or something?
No, I actually had no idea I'd been nominated for it at all until I got off stage at Cambridge Folk Festival and they came and told me that I'd been nominated. So maybe it was a good thing that I didn't know before the performance.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Always best to learn these things after the event than before.
Sometimes, I think.
I was going to ask, had you performed at the Cambridge Folk Festival before? Was it your first time here?
No, this is actually my first time playing at Cambridge Folk, and it was my first summer doing the festivals, because I've only just released my first kind of first little debut EP. This is my first time actually on the circuit, really. So it's all gone quite nicely for a
not bad at all
first go.
I was going to say, this award is going to give you something of a boost. I would have thought it's quite clever, actually, the idea of putting something towards travel and marketing, because I would have thought that's possibly, as a young performer starting out, that's possibly the greatest expense that you're going to incur. And if you want to go outside of Birmingham and the Midlands and further afield, it's not cheap, is it?
No, logistics are always difficult. And I think one of the reasons why they said they wanted to give me the award is that on the EP, I often use other musicians. When it comes to actually performing live, I find it quite logistically and financially tricky to get a band across the country. So I think they're hoping that I might be able to do some more performances with a band rather than solo as a result of this as well.
What do you prefer? It's quite interesting. I notice, artists from at all levels, really. Sometimes there's a band, sometimes it's the artist solo. And the implication here is that it's not necessarily a free choice if you've got the issue of getting band and instruments, of course, alongside you.
Yeah, sometimes it can definitely be tricky. And I think sometimes being solo is in some ways preferable, because it's just so much simpler. But you miss some of that camaraderie on stage and just some of the opportunity to have a bigger sound as well. So if it is possible, I think it'd be a really fun route to go down.
I'm wondering as well as to whether or not this travel award makes you think a little bit differently about where you're going to play. The possibility of, I don't know, maybe staying overnight somewhere, then going on to a gig further north or south?
Yeah. I mean, I do sometimes do that already, but it just definitely takes a little bit of a toll and it's a bit more worrying. So it's a bit of a little weight off my mind.
I guess so. And what have you got, and where have you got lined up? So you've done Cambridge, obviously the Folk Festival. We'd kind of like to have you back here
at one of
the venues.
As a first time to the Cambridge Folk Festival, how did you find it?
I loved it. It was just gorgeous. It's very, very civilised. Very civilised. Well, I want to go back next year. Well, I will be going back next year.
So you get to go back as part of the award, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'll get a guaranteed slot next year as well. I think it's on the big club stage.
Oh, the club tent. Okay, so where did you start off? Where was your performance this time around?
This is on the Den this time around.
Okay. I think actually somewhere in our archive we very possibly have a session from you, which is going to be going out in a few weeks' time. So obviously we'll let you know about that and everyone listening too. So where else other than Cambridge then you headed to later on in the year?
This weekend I've got the last two festivals. Mm. I've got Shambhala Festival and Towersy, and then
which are where?
December. Oh, now you're asking. I think Shambhala is like a secret location, but I think it's Northamptonshire.
Okay.
I think. And Towsley is more Oxfordshire.
Okay, Towsley feels like it should be in Essex, but I don't know, don't quite know why.
So
the festival season coming to an end then. I guess it's kind of June to August, I suppose, isn't it? Really,
it is. Yeah, early September. But I've got Brighton at the end of the 7th of September, and then another one in Hastings next month. So this is where the travel. Help with travel money does come in.
And the marketing presumably means you can get some nice little photos put on social media to let everybody know when you've got a gig coming up.
Yeah, of course, yeah, got to spread the word. And I will be gigging more towards the end of the year. But I haven't announced that yet, but I've got some big plans for the end of the year as well, which may or may not involve Cambridge.
Well, if they do involve Cambridge, well, first of all, it's compulsory now because you've won the Christian Raphael Prize. It's obviously, I think it's in the terms and conditions of the award that you let us know when you're coming to Cambridge and you pop in to see us here.
I will do.
Fantastic. We're going to hear one of your songs. It's Wolf from your new EP. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I'm a bit of a nerd and I studied literature at university and I read Wuthering Heights and fell in love with the book and particularly fell in love with the lead character of Heathcliff. And I don't think you're supposed to. I think he's supposed to be a bad guy. So that the song kind of came from that idea of loving someone that you're not really supposed to love.
Love that.
That works for us. Well, we'll hear the song now, Catherine. Congratulations from
thank you so much.
From us again.
Oh, that's I'm really grateful.
Thank you, Catherine.
Very welcome. Catherine Priddy, we're going to hear her song now, and it's Wolf.
Into which I seem to drown.